Welcome, Finnegan's Wake Reading Forum on Facebook. This is our 24th episode, our being me and Ion. Now, what we do is we take a page designated by Ion, and we have done 23 pages, and this is the order that Finnegan's Wake should be presented in. So we're reorganizing the book, Finnegan's Wake. And our second unique thing we're doing is Ion looks at a page, and he looks around at what's going on in the tech body, or what you call the news, and Ion's a they see the present in the page of Finnegan's Wake selected. That's very unique. In other words, Finnegan's Wake anticipated this day, to September 18th, 2021. And the events of this period, of this week, of this 24-hour period, Ion will find in page 303. The little intro on 302 and probably slip into a bit of 304. But watch what Ion does. He's going to use Finnegan's Wake to read the present, or he's going to read the present into Finnegan's Wake. No one has ever done that. There's thousands of scholars who've gone through all the references to the past in Finnegan's Wake, but nobody did not just the future. Nobody did the present. That's what's unique here. Never been done before. What is it? This book here, I'm looking at the edition of Finnegan's Wake, Oxford World's Classic, and it's edited by Robert Jan Hinkes, Eric Bendevert, and Finn Fordham. I used to live on Fordham Street on City Island in the Bronx. And, of course, Finn, he was appropriately named. And in this book, I think it's this one, he talks about what's happening with Finnegan's Wake scholarship. Let's see. And this book came out in 2012. So actually, it's not as up-to-date as the 2020 version, but he did say a couple of things, Mr. Finn Fordham. He talked about the new experiments with Finnegan's Wake, other media. He has this statement. Finnegan's Wake has also inspired artists and thinkers from many different areas. Because of its uncompromising experimentation with language, so dismissive of all that is derivative or resting comfortably in a particular tradition, it is emblematic of avant-garde work, not only in literary fiction, but in music, in brackets John Cage, in film, in brackets Kivium and Lemaitre, sculpture, in brackets Joseph Boyce, who I met in Halifax at the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design in 1977. He was the keynote speaker at their graduation in the spring, 77. And then drama, Mr. Beckett, in brackets, Sam Beckett, I met him. Philosophy, in brackets, Derrida and Deleuze. Psychoanalysis, Lacan, L-A-C-A-N. Media theory, Marshall McLuhan. Feminist theory, Kristeva and Shiju, Helene Shiju. That's spelled C-I-X-O-U-S. So, those are examples of avant-garde work influenced by Finnegan's Wake. While offering pleasures to its readers by virtue of its intrinsic qualities, this influence has made it one of the essential artistic works of the 20th century, having a prominent point of reference in the broad cultural and critical movements known as modernism, postmodernism, and post-structuralism. The space for innovative and rival scholarly interpretations remains large, but the space and potential for creative interpretation, whether in the form of illustration, recitals, dramatizations, or even films, is larger still and relatively untapped. There's the nod to us. Any movement in the direction of such interpretation should be welcome. They will extend the way we imagine the work, how we visualize it, and above all, how we hear it. Here in italics. This aspect has yet to be fully brought into the light. It will provide a renewed Finnegan's Wake Experiments in this area could well affect in turn the art of performed readings generally. A dramatic voicing that grew out of James Joyce's 1927 recordings of Anne Olivia, but took them further into the full chordal and choric complexity of the Wake's polyvocality, would give body to its extraordinary musicality and breathe new lives into its garrulous orality. We will, quote, begin again to make sound sense and sense sound kin again. That's from page 121, line 15 of Finney's Wake. The pendulum that has always swung between the senses of its writing and the sounds of its voices will swing out further and bring back new vocal matter to the written pages and their extraordinary sing signs. That's a quote from page 138, line 7. And then Finn ends the introduction with, "Hear, O world without." And that's page 244, line 1. So the point is that we're doing what he's asking. We are presenting Finney's Wake in a completely experimental avant-garde form. And we want more and more people there on the reading Finney's Wake form to start to notice this. We've had a few people and take a nip, but a lot more is to be done. This is the future of a lot of Finney's Wake application for the young kids today. So, I'm ready. Have I said everything? I want to say that intro. And this is episode 24, and we're starting at the bottom of page 302. It says, well, this is line, I don't know what line this is, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, line 26. Here we go. To fall there at bare feet, hurry as worm arose. Two dies of one rafflement. Icky Benny Ake. Outstamp and distribute him at the expense of his society. To be continued. Anon. And ook, 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 Fanky. All the characters in the dream. This is how San Holy Poly pools. And this, Pardonsky, is the way Romeo pull up Talips. Pose the pen man. Way me does. Way home, miss a villa tooth. Fuss, show me how. Fourth power to her ill pogue. Bold strikes for your life. Tip. This is Steele. This is Bark. This is Stern. This is Swift. And this is Wiles. This is Shaw. This is Dublin Bay Yates. This is Brave Danny weeping his spatch for the popers. This is Cool Connolly wiping his hearth with Brave Danny. In this regard, how Charles Skewered Parnella goes between Brave Danny Boy and the Connolly, or the Connolly. You Panish Adam, top, spoken hath Lardy Magori. Ergo bra, proof. And Kev was wreathed with his pother. But that Jacoby feeling again, for forbidden fruit, in my gorgeous Kevy too, he just loves his pupadums, I judge. After all his autocratic writings of parables, of famula curves, and medley muddling jisms, the Farroots off Colcha end eight citron wood ain't one able rep of the tripper farator. All right, blast through his pergament, hit him where he lived, and do for the blessed itself curls. What I think. Smarter like it done for many another unpious of the hairy dairy queer quandary Percy still at length, you unbloody bloody bragger, by mercy stroke he measured his earth anyway. Actually, should be a question. What I think? Smarter like it done for many other unpious of the hairy dairy queer quandary first who's still at length. You and Bloody Bregger, by mercy stroke, he measured his earth anyway. Could not but reckon in his adder's batter catter way our Franks and who, to be plain, he fight him all time two feller along a kill dead finished bloody face blong you, was Miz O'Kane. Now we start to go over to 304. Wince, one's one. Rip! Oh, it's going to make a lot out of that word, rip. And his counting, do that again, and his counting hands rose. Former Lisa loves death, how simple. Slutlin's Bane. Now, this is a special part of Finney's Wake, which has comments on the side, on the outer column and the inner, well, the outer column side, outer edge of the page, and the inner edge of the page going towards the middle are comments on what I read. So the first comment, oh, you want to say something? Go ahead.
No, it's get you set up so you're gonna quote the run. And so I guess do a little bit and let's see what happens.
You say you're gonna quote the rhyme?
Oh God, okay. Just go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. We don't know what you're talking about. There's no rhyme to quote. Okay. Let's see. To the left of "To fall there at bare feet, hurry as worm arose," the first sentence I read, it says, "Sesame to the rescues, the key signature." Two statements.
Mm-hmm.
And on the inside column, a little above, but it applies to this paragraph, "When the answer is a Lehman." Then just below that, before you go into page 303, it says, "All square and according to Cocker." That's on the outer column. On the inner column, it says, "Force centers of the first serpentine." Here are the force, F-O-R-C-E. Here are the force centers of the fire serpentine. Heart, throat, navel, spleen, sacral, fontanella, temporal. You're making noise. Force centers of the fire serpentine.
I had to
force centers of the fire serpentine, colon, heart, throat, navel, spleen, sacral, fontanella, intemporal eye. And then just below that, conception of the compromise and finding of a formula. Now you have to look at the page, which I am provided for you, and see what's beside which lines. Then further down on the inside, ideal present alone produces real future. Remember, Megan says she wants to get in touch with the present. Ideal present alone produces real future. And then over on the outer rim, underneath all square and according to Cocker, it says, "Truth blowers, fig and thistle plot a pig and whistle. Fig and thistle plot a pig and whistle." Now, besides the side commentary, there's bottom commentary. And actually, the way this is the school book the children are studying in the evening. And so on the right side, you have one of the brothers' comments on the outer page, and then on the inner part of the page, you have the other brother, Shem or Sean. But at the bottom are footnotes, and their comments by Issy, the sister. So way up in the middle, I didn't read it, the first footnote refers to the line, "Now, peel your eyes, my gins, and brush your satin hat, me elementator, joyclid, son of a butt, she's mine, Joe Lozier." And a little, asquit, or whatever they call it, the number one. So you look down, what is the footnote one? It says, "I love to see the Macbeth's jerseys knacking spots of the plump Duff's pants." And further down, you'll see the little number two. So the second footnote is, "Lift year fends you all in mole. Fubineers, foft as fummer fno, fweet willings, and forget oof nuts." And then at the very bottom, you'll see where I went, "An ook, 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 Frankie, all the characters in the dream or drama." Characters as a three after it. So look what it says, a little bit of valley speak from Moon Zappa. Footnote three says, "Gag his tubes yourself." Gag his tubes yourself. Remember, gag me with a spoon.
No, Bob, no. No, no, no. This is intubation, Bob. This is the...
there it is.
This is the drama. This is the drama of cognition.
In the local hospital, the local clinic where they murder people with this stupid...
Well,
revelators, what do they call? Interventilators? Much evidence of the malpractice going on there. What do they call? The ventilators? Anyways.
Yeah, ventilators.
Anyways, what's his name? Andrew Cuomo, the late governor.
Oh, my God. Bob, they're wrapping the sequoia trees with tinfoil. The world's largest trees are about to be, they're about to make a bonfire. They're wrapping it. People are lining up in the road, and they got really 100-pound marshmallows and big old sticks, and they're trying to get in close so they can roast their winnies and their marshmallows on the thing. It's the biggest tree in the world. It's about to get to be. And that, hey, if the biggest tree in the world catches fire, would that be the biggest fire in the world?
No, wouldn't work. But listen, where is that in the page we read? Where is that item?
Number three.
Illustrated?
The last line of page 20302 where it says number fucking three. In
Gag
the dream.
Gag yourself. Oh, in the dream. All the characters in the dream. Is that dream? D-R-E-A-M?
You'll see. Don't spoil it, Bob. You're reading ahead again. Don't do that. You're going to fuck it up. Come on now. Back up. Let's go to work. All this chit-chat, you're getting yourself distracted. You know why? You know how hard it is to get you back on track when you get distracted, Bob.
Okay, well, back to now page 303. The footnotes are, number one, he, angel that I thought him, and he not able to spill heliotripes, Mr. Tellably Devil Cult.
That's Dark Soul Incorporated.
Yeah.
Tellable Devil Cup. Mm-hmm.
That's me. That refers to me. And then, footnote two says, when the dander rattles, how the peacocks prance. I've been called a peacock.
Well,
another one of both.
Yeah. He shakes his little tail feathers all over the place. Yes, he does. Now, you didn't read one right. He, angel, that I thought him, and he not able, bill, to spill heliotripes. They thought you were an angel, but you're not an angel, you're the dark soul.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Terrible Difficult.
And then footnote three says the Brown de Brown, Brown of Castle Hack Nolan. I knew Nolan. I remember Nolan. Those are the footnotes in 303. Now, we went over to Rip and his Counting Hands Rose. Former Lisa loves death, how simple, fluttening's bane at the top of 304. Did we go any further? No, we didn't. That's as far as we went.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, footnote one, beside Rip, very important word for this time, says, bye-bye, bing-bang, boys. See you Nutcracker Sunday. that's the warning for the period of the rip
that
we're in now. That's
today.
That's today.
It's not the rip that is
boys.
Where you're living now. Mm-hmm.
Not
bye,
exactly
bye,
Sunday.
Baby, goodbye. Mm-hmm.
And then footnote two, for Slutning's Bane, line four, it says, chin, chin, child of man, chop, chop, chap. Do that again. Chin, chin, child of man, chap, chop, chap. And even though we didn't read it, but footnote three, a little further down, this is a quote I knew well from Marshall McLuhan. He used this one a lot. Wipe your glosses with what you know. Wipe your glosses. Mm-hmm. Glosses are your interpretations of experience, usually a written out.
Mm-hmm.
Wipe your glosses with what you know. That means check what you think you know. Regloss them. Okay.
Are you going to do word by word? Let's get started. This is crazy. You should do that after you do the text. But it's okay.
Do
you've
what?
Done it now, so let's go. All this babble shit.
All right. Okay. Now I'll open. You haven't said much about the words. Where is today?
You haven't started. You haven't started.
Well, what do I do? We have to redo it? Two dies, one rafflement, Ecky Bennyache?
No, do the text, Bob.
What do you call this? I'm reading the text.
You're reading the footnotes and the bullshit.
Yes, no, I'm back in the text. You want me to
now
continue on page 304?
No, you got to do 20. Bob, what in the world? Okay, Bob.
I got to do what?
302? 302 at to fall there.
Do I have to look up reference points?
No. Just read the text.
I'm reading again. Okay. I read it too fast. Okay.
You didn't read anything. You just read all the footnotes and the bullshit.
Okay, here we go. To fall there at bare feet, hurry as worm arose. Two dies of one rafflement.
No. Okay, whoa, don't slow up now. I don't know what the race is, but it's going to be okay, Bob. Just take a breath. Okay, to fall there with bare feet, hurry as a worm arose. So there's a bug coming, okay? And they two dies of one rapplement. So you're going to die twice from this entanglement, from this benny ache. That's a little vaccination, the little vaccination ache.
Yeah.
Ache. Mm-hmm.
And wormarose refers to ivermectin. They call it horse worm or something. Worm horses.
Yep. Worm a horse.
It's used for hearse worms or worms in horses.
Mm-hmm.
Ivermectin. Then outstamp and distribute him at the expense of his society. That's the lockdowns.
Well, no, that's the vaccine.
Oh.
Distribute him an expanse of society. You're going to give up society. But you were warned. Go ahead. Let's make sense.
To be continued, that means boosters.
Yeah. And then who said it?
The nobody who's running this scene that nobody can quite find. Somebody
QAnon.
Who runs the puppets, Fauci. QAnon. QAnon right there in front of us. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they were on to Fauci's conniptions a long time ago, weren't they? They were suspicious.
Yeah, and ook, spanky, you fake, fat fucker. Fuck, you flicker. The flip, flap, flim, dang. Dan,
all the characters in the dream.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What does that tell us? The ook, fanky.
Well, you do it. You got to read the words, then. We'll do it. We'll help you.
Okay.
When you go in an order, it's so much easier this way.
Yeah. And ook, fanky, all the characters in the dream. This is how sand holy pools.
Okay, now slow down. So now what happened is it's the dram of cognition, Bob. They're laying it out, saying, look at all the fake fuckers that are flipping those caricatures in a cartoon, produced and written by, Doodle Doodle Doo. Duffy Doodle Doo.
Duffel Bag.
Duffel Doodle Doo. That lays it out in this like, and he's got a foghorn, leghorn, giving the blow-by-blow, being, I say there, Mr. Big Chicken, you need to come, you're not the biggest chicken as I'm a chicken. And he lays out foghorn, leghorn, and he's trying to work it all out. To look at all the fake fairy fuckers, and then those are the characters that you're seeing. Now, see how San Holy Polypools, now those are the groups of the people being vaccinated, they're going to start saying, you're of this section, you're of that section. Oh, I got Moderna. Oh, I got Pfizer. Oh, I got the two shot. Oh, I've got the third booster. I need another card. I got 19 boosters, but on my card, I only have room for 18. I need a new card. Does that mean I have to start all over? If I lose my card, do I have to get a whole new vaccination again? How does this work? I'm really confused. So these are the poly pools. And this, Pardoninsky. Go ahead.
That's the pardoning is what the AMA is going to have to do after the deaths pile up.
Right.
And this Pardoninsky is the way Romeo pull a pally ups.
You know what that is? Roll up your sleeve, baby. Here comes the jab. Here comes
pose
the pin. Pose the pin. Here comes the jab. Pose for the pin, Bob. Pace wavy does. Put up, man. Wavy does. Let's go. Come on. Oh, fuck. Whoop. You missed it. Way old missa. You better show me how. You show me how to stick it in my ass. That's what you better do. And the fourth power. Fourth power.
You're ill, Pokey.
They're ileologues. Oh, my God, they're epilogues. That means that I have four boosters and two vaccines and four boosters, and then I've got to have long strokes, some bold strokes for your life. If you're going to live, you got to do it. Tip it. This is the steel. deal with this bark? This
stealing
is darn. This is ship. This is Wiles. This is Peshaw. This is Double Dolly Lolly Bagging Yates. Okay. That's Double Lynn and Dobby Baby Bake. Little brother. Jesus. And Rubber Bubby Baby Bumpers. Rubber Buggy Baby Bumpers. That's it. Bubble Rubble Baby Bumpers. That's it. Then you go down two to the footnotes. But don't you read that now. So now you're kind of getting a little taste of what's going on. We've gone too far. Because Bob has to read it. Don't count Miss Bob reads it. He needs to read it at least once. So now you can pick up from there. And we'll go through this. We'll kind of give a little blow by blow. Giving, so you get a sense of the urgency that's happening right now. Now, a little bit of this has not happened yet. But a whole lot of it has happened yet. But they're already shaming you because you haven't had your fourth shot.
This is Brave Danny weeping his speech for the Popers. He's trying to keep his job. This is Cool Connolly wiping his hearth with Brave Danny. I mean, killed somebody. Killed Danny. And wipes his home up with Danny's corpse. In this regard, how Charles Skewered, there's the vaccination, Paranelli goes between Brave Danny Boy, who was mentioned above, and the Conley, which was mentioned above. You panishatum, stop. Spoken hath Larty Magari, ergo bra, poof. That person
Whoa.
Collapses.
Now stop. Now that here's where it starts getting kicking up now. They're starting to argue back and forth. You got the Trumpites and then the Bidenites and then you got the Limelights and then you got the Negroites and you got the and don't forget the Spaniards. See, there's getting to be enough Spaniards. They're gonna be the main the Spaniards will be the main people in the country. So they're gonna say that everything's got to be in Spanish. Because when people start dying, they're going to take over. And so they're going to say, take all them signs down and put everything up in poquito español, por favor. No more inglés. No más. No más. No más. So they'll have to rewrite Finnegan's Wake.
Well, that's what he said.
And Paranelli
goes. Yes, I see that. Paranelli goes. And then they mention one of the sons, Kevin, and he is wreathed with his Potter.
No, now that's Kev. That's Kev who had boogers. Angels was coming through the mirrors.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So he was bothered by that. And so this is it was his father. But it's not just him. Not just him. It's everybody who owns the Apple company.
Aha. Tim Cook.
He doesn't own the Apple company. He doesn't own the Apple company. It's the people who own the Apple products.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's happening to them?
Read it.
Well, they get that Jacoby feeling again. Yeah, they get restless, and that's actually what's in the news today. Apple employees are being unpredictable and starting to complain to Tim Cook, and they had to have a staff meeting, which was quite rowdy. Yes, and people were angry, employees of Apple, and they wanted forbidden fruit. They had grievances. And my gorgeous, well, that's the Chinese dam, the three gorges, right? And my gorgeous, Kevin too, there's Kevin again, he just loves his puppadums, I judge. I judge that.
So now what's happening is they're starting to notice that this is starting to, you're starting to find that the there's like a parable in the story within a story. So a little bitty thing is a representation of a larger construct thing. Kev was strong enough to go through this. He just didn't know he had to go through it. And it shot the shit out of him. He's like, God damn, this is no fun. I'm glad I know what I know or I'd be in trouble. Boom. So that's good. But he was able to overcome it. Just like we gave Bert heads up on what he potentially may have to do. Bert ain't trying to be no damn, ain't whooping no angels, eh? He's not trying to do that, but he'd rather know he's got to and don't than be caught unaware and have some angel slanging his guts in a roadside ditch. Because now them angels, now they will whoop a nigga now. They will do that. They will whoop a nigga, let me tell you. They will do that. So you got to watch out. But now he's got heads up. You heard what Bert said. If they push that button. Okay, now that's what you're fixing to read about right now. This is hitting. I judge. Here we go.
After all his autocratic writings, that's Bert's notes, of parables, of family curbs, and medley muddlingisms, the pharaoh's pop culture.
Medley, that's what we say. We speak in muddlingisms.
Yeah, you're well known for that.
You meddle them, and then we do muddlingisms, and then he has to figure it out. Because there's three fire eats off of a cold chaw. We can get three fire roots of a cold chaw, we're good. And then we're going to have to look. Y'all going to have to get the wormwood and the gall, because in the end, he ate citron wood dent.
One able rep of the triperforator, all right, blast through his Pergamon. Hit him where he lived.
What's Pergamon?
That's one of the churches.
Yeah. Very good. In Revelation. And then, now, what was the drug you looked up today in Jacksonville, Florida?
Cortexafan.
Citron woodlint. Sounds like that, right?
Where is that? What are you looking at? Chitlin.
And he ate citron wood dent. Wood a.
Oh, yeah. Citron wood dent, right there. Yeah, cortexafan.
And that's going to be a tripper forator, which is what it did.
Yeah. You put him on a trip. He went to another world.
No, not a tripper forator. It's going to be a former to form you as you're kind of getting out of yourself. It'll get you back on track. The way they use lithium.
Right, they're going to form you? Forator?
Yeah, like terraforming, terraforming.
Yeah.
It's like
that.
But we're going a little deeper than we should because some of that's getting ahead of ourselves, but we don't want to spoil your fucked up.
Yeah, you're referencing his manuscripts that has these words, and they were deleted and not here. They're written over, erased.
Don't.
Blast through his Pergamon, hit him where he lived. Now, what's doing that? Is this the vaccination effect, or the society, or he lost his job? What is going on here?
It's all of it. It's the fall of Western civilization. It's the death of two-thirds of humanity. It's the reality that you're going to be in this world all by yourself, and you can't even talk to the people you're fucking. We're going to fuck. We're not going to talk anymore. I'm sick of your shit. I don't want to hear what you got to say. Don't be talking to me. Don't say nothing. Don't you say nothing. We're going to fuck, and that's okay. And you shut up, and then we're going to go on. We're just going to do our thing. Don't mess up. Do not put that... You leave that tube off that toothpaste one time, it's gone. It's over. We're going to split the sheets. The tiny little things make you crazy.
Awesome. Very good analysis there. Mm-hmm. And so we hit him where he lived and do for the blessed self, Charles. That's the sex part.
Where are you reading? We're at Citron Woodland. Where are you?
I'm two lines down.
Well, when did you say, oh, you hadn't said it yet. Okay.
Yeah, you said the next line, one able rep of the tripper forator, all right, blast through his Pergamon. And then I said, hit him where he lived and do for the blessed self-churl.
No, we don't like that. We don't like that. We don't like it. You need to do every word. This is you need to participate in this too, Bob. You need to do your part. Okay. So no matter what we say, you need to say the words to keep it together. Because otherwise you get distracted, and then somebody's going to miss the name of the century.
But I'm saying the words, all right, blast through his Pergamon, hit him where he lived, and do for the blessed self-churls what I think.
Okay. when the self-churls, the blessed self-churls, that means when they go through the trials, then they come to your house and they try to stick it into you there.
Ah.
Hit him with the shot where he lived.
Lived, right.
And do for the blessed self-churls over and over and over till it gets them all. That's what I think. It's smarter, like it done for many other unpious of the hairy dairy. Yeah, that's who's getting hairy dairy. The quadri firstling, they'll be the ones till the link. Mm-hmm.
You what? Won the badly. What? What'd you say? The first
firstlings
what?
Till the link. Quadri firstlings till at length.
What does that refer to?
They're going to keep shooting and shooting and shooting until these people start really, really, really dying.
Okay.
Until it becomes an unpious of hairy dairy.
Queer quandary. First things till at length. You one bloody bragger. Now, who's that? Is that the average
Fauci.
Person?
Fauci,
bloody bragger. Yeah, by mercy stroke, he measured his earth anyway. By mercy stroke, mm-hmm. he measured his earth anyway. He's the voice for the whole earth.
Well, he's the voice then. We got it. Now, we know this is the same vaccine that Trump made that you don't like. Okay. We know that's the same vaccine that we say you got to live. You can't live if you don't. You're not going to school. You're not going to fuck. You're not going to preach. You're not going to eat. You're not going to buy. You're not going to sell. You're going to get this goddamn shot now. And then you're going to be judged by what you don't take, a medicine you don't take. We have never seen that medication be judged by the people who don't take it. But anyway, that's what we got going on right now. So then we're going to go on a little further, and now we're going to see he measured his earth anyway. Uh-oh. And now here's when it starts getting ugly. Go ahead, next part.
Okay.
Good.
Not, but reckon in his adder's batter catter way, our Frankson, who, to be plain, he fight him all time, two feller longer, kill dead, finish bloody face, blong you, was Miss O'Kane. Miss O'Kane, is that
yep.
medicine?
Yeah, you'll see.
So, do I continue?
Mm-hmm. Let's see how that goes. You're going to keep doing until the adder's batter, catter wave, our Frankson, just to be plain now, he'll fight him for a two fella. The longer kill the dead, the longer kill dead, finish bloody face. That's when they start to beef him.
They start beefing.
They kill him in the face. They kill him, shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
And then they come with the shot. They go, here, you be real still, I'm going to give you a shot. And then you say, okay, and you shoot. Okay, I'm going to say, if you're going to give me a shot, I'm going to give you a shot. And you shoot them between the eyes. And then that's that done. Then you go to the next one. Now, we're not promulgating violence. That's not what we're talking about. No. We're talking about someone else gave you a shot. You give them a shot first and shoot them between the eyes. And then that's good. Okay.
So you would win when you shot somebody.
The Wentz ones won. Rest in peace, motherfucker. Rest in peace, motherfucker.
Are they the ones who winced at the idea of getting vaccinated and didn't take it?
Yep. They're the ones that got it. The Wentz, the ones that got it. The Ooh. Ones won, and they have to rest in peace. And
the
counting
one.
Hands, listen. Yeah, and then the counting hands, they rose.
What are those? People who want to be counted?
No, the ones that are counted amongst the vaccined.
The ones who are counted among the vaccine.
I've been vaccinated, so I'm a vaccinated person.
So you count.
So you're counted among the counting hands that rose.
Yeah, right. But what's Rip?
Not saying you. Rip, rest in peace. Those other people, the Winces.
Right. So it's all death. It's a week.
And then you're going to have a, and you're going to have a point now. You, just because you were counting hands doesn't mean you have to die. Just because you got a piece of paper saying you got vaccinated doesn't mean you've been vaccinated. But that's all they're saying now you have to have.
Yeah.
They say you got to have a piece of paper. Well, if you got a piece of paper, okay, fine. Fuck y'all.
And then Forma Lisa loves death. How simple. So it's been a plague of loving death.
Mm-hmm.
Suicidal. Yeah. Mass suicide.
Mm-hmm. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Yeah. You know, we've done that already.
Yeah. So let's look at Slutning's Bane to see what that means. Slutning's Bane.
Well, you can't go by that. The chin, chin, well, chow, be damn man. Chap, clap, chop, chop.
End
yeah.
of the line. It means end, conclusion. Slutning's Bane.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. it says, we didn't go this far, but thanks ever sore. A lot of people have aches after their vaccinations. Thanks ever such, ever sore much. Point carried. In other words, death was the outcome.
Yeah.
The conclusion.
Now, wait a minute. There's a caveat. There's a caveat. Go ahead.
Can you keep reading? Okay.
Yeah, it's a caveat.
I can't say if it's the weight you strike me to the quick or that red mass I was looking at, but at the present momentum, potential as I am, I'm seeing rain bogeys rings, that's rainbows, around me. Honors to you, mm-hmm. and may you be commended for our exhibitiveness. I'd love to take you for a bugaboo ride and play fun for all if you'd only sit and be the blasted bottle in the porker barrel. You will deserve a roly-poly as long as from here to tomorrow. He's offering to have sex.
That's good. Yeah, well, no, it's not the roly-poly. It's the polywog, the polity in the meat sack body. It's going into the details when you become the drift bomb and the bottom trailers. But we got to stop after you get too. You're going to get ahead of this story.
Right, now what is it?
Sex on Chromaticus. Roly-poly,
right.
When you roll it up and you get into your condition of the body, the meat sack change. The polygon position, it changes when you meet that body. So you can't ascend. So you're doomed. So even if you don't die immediately, you're still doomed.
Yeah, because your genetic structure's been altered by the mRNA, and can't respond to ascension.
You've been ballasted. Yeah, you're the ballasted bottle in the porker barrel.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
See, and that's ARIS. That's why ARIS is important, that ARIS raises fresh pigs for you to lay your feet on every day.
Yeah,
that's
the porker barrel.
So you're getting one of them pigs out. She wants you fresh pigs, Bob. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm going to survive, aren't I?
So far. Well, it's not looking good. Not looking good, but we're going to see. Can you believe that nobody's talked about it? Did you not let them talk about the islands? So that's in that next part, but we can't get to that here because this is going to tell too much. We have to wait.
Yeah.
We have to wait.
All right,
Ends Land Day Last, you see.
I see that. Ends Land Day Last. Right, that's what's coming. I can see that. Ends Land Day Last.
Lollipops. Lollipops for everybody. That's an all-day sucker.
Okay, let me bring in the participating
the choir.
Audience.
The choir. The choir.
All participants are now unmuted.
You drank minimum now. Don't come in here sober.
Does anybody have any commentary?
They sleep, Bob. They all sleep.
Bob, I'm going to jump in. Where it goes bad, the catter way of Frankson, would that be Frankenstein? Who should
no.
be playing he? Not.
We would have said that. We'd have done it, we'd have said that.
Where is that? What line, page?
The third line up on the 303, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Batter, catter, way, or Frankson, who to be playing, he fight him all time, two-filler, Long and kill dead, finish bloody fleas blowing you. Okay, no, not Frankenstein. Nope. What about that?
Was that not referring to Fauci?
It was.
Because isn't Fauci a modern-day Frankenstein?
You don't think so.
Okay.
But it's a, he's more of a satellite solar conductor, like Frank Zappa.
Or a solar government representative with very dark tinted sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. That's not world government, that's the new solar government. It works, Nick.
Hans referred to my rose-tinted glasses, I think, there. Me thinks he's referring to the rose-tinted glasses. Yeah. I heard that, Ian. You slipped it in.
Good. That's good. Think that. Well, that's it. But most people don't complain about it like you do when they slip it in, but it's okay.
I am not complaining. You're so funny.
But what have y'all done to Roy? Did y'all piss him off? That's what's ridiculous. You can't.
We're asking the same question, Ian. We're asking the same question.
Let's not get into Roy. Come on now. We got a few minutes, and then I got to move into new programming. But does anybody else have something to say? You got something to say, Bert?
He's the last man standing. Bertrand made the cut. He's in there.
In the middle of page 303.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck. Now we're going to work. Man, y'all, but, fair enough. 303, let's go.
But that Jacoby feeling again for the forbidden fruit and the gorgeous Kevy to he just loved his papa pabdoms, I judge. What is that?
Yeah, what do you get out of that?
That's what I'm asking Ion.
We did it already.
We did it. The gorgeous, three gorgeous dams in China.
Three gorgeous dams. It's the world situation that starts to roll into itself. It eviscerates itself.
Okay. All right.
Or,
thanks.
Let's call it a self-completing.
Self-completing. Anybody else got anything? Thank you, Bert.
Yeah, I've got one, Bob. It's Phil here.
Okay.
At the bottom of 302, number two at the bottom of 302, it says, yeah. Lift year fens you all and mow, hooveners fost as bummer know, wheat willings and forget oof knots.
Yeah.
Is James Joyce a fan of Elmer Fudd?
Well,
well aware of cartoons of his day.
Yeah. That's why Duffy made the chart. He's in the wasted years. He's in the wasted years of the Tiny Hill Star.
Duffy's an animator. Knows cartoons well.
And see what this lists up. This list off here. It tells you. That you're coming in and out and over and under, but get ready because the forget you not are going to be
come and get you.
Come and get
you. They make you tweet. Yeah, fucking tweet. Tweet willing and forget you not. It's all there. It's all recorded. You're tweeting. Souvenirs of your stupid summer snow. You all in mode.
Yeah, that was fun. Bob, I can't believe it. We had three people show up on the show. This is a record. This is almost as much as Fuck You University. This is almost as much as Fuck You University.
It's better. Don't believe that. This thing's way cooler. Don't believe these guys. They're always knocking my performances. I've got a big audience. Big audience.
And the word
tube yourself.
That's what Merv Griffin used to say, Bob. That's what Merv Griffin used to say.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he went on to own it all. Owned it all. Anybody else? Thank you, Phil.
Bob, the bottom of page 302, Anon, does that refer to QAnon, Ian?
Yes, we said that. We said that thing. Yeah. We said a rehash. We did it twice just so y'all could get all the good parts. So, yes, QAnon. And we stopped and we said, and who was that button? And, like, and Bob says, oh, yes, there it is, right there in front of me. Anon. It's a pattern. If you notice, there's a pattern. When Bob, we said it, then Bob said it again. Then we said it, then Bob said it again. Then you brought it up, and we confirmed that we said it. And then we told them that we're going to tell them that we told them, and it would refer to the QAnon. Now, the Q is silent in that Anon. Okay?
Yeah.
So they didn't want to be that obvious, because this is Finnegan's Wake, for Pete's sake.
I remember somebody went through all the thunders, the 10 thunders of Finnegan's Wake, and he couldn't find the letter Q. I didn't check it, but he couldn't find the letter Q.
That's why it's anonymous, Bob. You don't want to be exposed to Q part. That's the anonymous.
Right.
That's the twirl, isn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more comment.
Am I muted?
No, go ahead.
No.
Oh, I'm not muted. Oh, I never
heard
the boo.
Just a little bit. He does it in silent now.
Yeah.
Got a new button.
Oh, is that right?
No.
Okay.
No, it's left.
Well, what do you got, Madeline?
Oh, well, I just wondered, the Upanishads and Papadums makes me think of India, and I wondered if India is in there.
Yes, India's in the news today. They announced that because they use ivermectin, they are COVID-free. Millions of people are COVID-free.
That was my point. Is that included in that page of the Wake, though? Is that in the meaning?
That's the Pollywogs. The ones that don't get vaccinated but have a card saying they're vaccinated are going to be okay. They're going to present like they're free. But that still won't let them travel and still won't do this and still won't do that. They're just saying words. Meanwhile, Israel, they're double sticking, triple sticking, stick sticking, and they're dying like frogs in a very cool pot of water.
Floods.
Are you saying that the people in India can claim they're free, but they can't travel? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Because nobody's going to believe it. Convince Continental. Convince Eastern Airlines that you're free, Bob, and see if you don't want their plane. Try it out.
Up and at 'em. It's really what India's doing.
Up and at
'em.
That's right. I'm not flying on any plane that's not the Concorde. I'm flying the Concorde. They land as good as any of the rest of them.
Okay, we're running out of time, so thank you very much. Thank you, Madeline. A fine, good point to conclude on the hypocrisy of it all here in the Global Theater once the Android meme was canceled. Okay? I think that's it.
And we're waiting on the refresh years ago.
What?
Very good one, Bob.
Waiting on the retrieval.
Yeah.
Retrieval. Completed. Now you're waiting on the retrieval.
I got a question.
Quick.
Hey, would Pollywaddle Doodle Waddle Day be the psychobabble of these people who have their vaccination cards but are not vaccinated?
That's what we're saying.
So is there a dictionary for people like that?
Okay.
Is there a dick you can stick in people like that? Is that what you said?
No, I wouldn't date them, but I wonder if there's a dictionary or translation for people like that.
There is. That's for next time.
There is.
I must mute everybody. We gotta go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.
Did y'all enjoy the private session?
Thank you,
Bob. Thank you, Ian. It was the best one ever. Did y'all enjoy the private session? It was the best one ever. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, coming up. The private session.
Not falling.
All participants are now muted.
Thank you, Finney's Wake Reading Group. Hope you like it.